Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It is time. We're going to talk air show stuff with the boss, not of the Blue Angels, the other boss, the boss of the base, who will have all of the questions and answers for you that you're going to want. We have Village Captain Terry Shashady, the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, is here in studio with me this morning. Village, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. It's always good to see you.
Yes, and especially on this awesome week. It's air show week.
I know. Although, can I start with disappointment?
What? What do you got?
You're not wearing your Jay Gosling special.
Oh my! We
SH
call it an
suits.
SHB yeah. suit. No. Today I am wearing just
what's
a normal.
What's that stand for?
Well, not
other
do that
things.
On the radio.
Yeah, right.
Don't get me in trouble.
Desert,
I've made it
right.
this far without saying something bad on the radio. No, this week I'm wearing just my normal flight suit because I'm sporting a really cool patch that we broke out just for the air show. This is our 2024 Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show patch. So when you take a look at it, if you see it online, it is Jay Gosling. That is the mascot of NAS Pensacola, and he is breaching the atmosphere because it's helping us kind of signify the theme of this year's air show, which is celebrating one small step, which is the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing where Neil Armstrong took that one step for mankind.
I love this redesign. And before we got on the air, you were telling me that the redesign actually is unique because it was not just some artist that got commissioned for it.
A firm. So that was one of our sailors. One of
so
our
cool.
sailors, we ended up just having her kind of go and kick around some ideas. And we, in essence, had a committee that kind of picked that one as the best one. So,
oh, it's fantastic. I
yeah,
love it.
Thank
and,
you.
And yeah,
she
I saw the new
job.
Video you posted this morning of the... what looks like maybe it's sort of a flight suit, like a moon suit, maybe.
Yeah, a little moon suit with some duck
legs.
Feet.
Yeah,
yeah.
Duck feet.
So my PAO team, Public Affairs Office, and the whole team over there has been doing a great job helping pump up the air show. Mm-hmm. I don't think they need to because we got the Thunderbirds
it's
coming
It's only going
to
be 250,000 people on the base
yeah,
this weekend.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a good time this week. But they've been teasing it appropriately throughout the last couple of months. And this, if you looked at it this morning... You saw some footprints in the moon dust there, so
yeah,
really,
I like
really
the little
cool.
three-part toe.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
It's kind of cool. Well, also here in studio, you mentioned Bruce Kamins is also here. He's not talking because his throat's not helping him today.
He's trying to keep me out of trouble. That is,
which
so.
I think is it. Really, it's Bruce's best comment series so far.
Yeah.
Get me later for that. No, Bruce is fabulous. He's the PAO for the base. But we also have Command Master Chief Jim Wallace. With us, Command Master Chief, welcome to the Pensacola Morning. First time for me, anyway, to have you on the air. Have you been on the radio before?
I have, but not here. But good morning, and thank you for having me as well.
It's great to have you. Okay, so this is not a tenant commands, although before you retire, we have to have you in to do tenant
yes,
commands.
Yes, we'll do that.
We'll do that.
But
for people who don't know, and that's going to be a lot of people, what's the CMC's job at NAS Pensacola?
Oh, yeah. So I'm the senior most enlisted sailor for the installation. And I advise the boss on policy and things that affect the sailors and Navy families around the installation.
So, Andrew, I'll say it a better way. So we call it we call it a triad for a reason.
Say the triad,
so myself,
right?
My executive officer, and then my command master chief. So when you talk about right hand man, he is my right hand, arm, fist, leg, everything to help kind of give me guidance and advice, especially when it pertains to our sailors.
He's the implementer of all of the policy and the overseer and the
Correct.
Liaison and the receiver of the complaints and all of the things to work with the enlisted, which is the vast majority, of course, of the personnel.
To make sure that I'm doing it right for the sailors, absolutely.
Yeah, true.
Perfect. So let's talk air show for a second.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is the thing that people have questions about. First question is, let's talk about what they shall not bring.
All right.
Because there's a lot of shall nots, and I'm getting texts all the time. You know, can I bring a cooler? Can I bring a baseball bat? Can I bring an umbrella? Can I bring a big telephoto lens? Can I? Okay.
So, yeah.
Shall not.
So, definitely no weapons, and then weapons of any kind. So, no mace, no firearms. Obviously,
right?
That's bad. Knives. Just please don't bring anything that can be construed as a weapon. All right, or else we're going to ask you to go home.
Not in the glove box, not in the waistband, not in the trunk. Take it out of the vehicle.
Not on a federal installation. So you mentioned coolers. No, no coolers, please. Umbrellas. So I know it's going to be hot, so wear your sunscreen. But we don't allow umbrellas for two reasons. One, they could become missile hazards if the winds kick up. Mm-hmm. And then two, it's going to obstruct somebody's view. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure you don't end up bringing an umbrella or something like that. But yeah, I mean, if you can't get through the airport with it, you can't get through the screening process, which everybody will go through. They will go through a metal detector to make sure that when they get through on the flight line, we have a safe and enjoyable experience for everybody that's on board.
So chairs, portable chairs, yes.
Yes, yes. Please chairs, bring chairs.
Of course, because you're going to be there for hours and hours.
I hope so. I hope you get there early, and that's one thing I'll end up saying. So the gates open at 8 a.m.
Both gates.
Both gates.
And we're doing and both something. Gates are going to be drive-through, right?
Correct. They're going to be drive-through.
So no IDs, no checking,
you
no
will,
stopping.
Thanks for saying that. You will need a photo ID if you're 18 years or older to get through the screening process. Not through the gate, but when you go through the screening process, you will need to show a photo identification if you're 18 or over.
And for if people who have not been on the base in a while, or maybe ever, that does mean that both the Navy Boulevard side and also the Blue Angel side, the back gate, both are going to be open. Go ahead.
No, that is correct. And we're doing something a little bit different because the goal today is get everybody on the base as quickly as possible. Just get them on the flight line.
Open the pipeline.
Open the pipeline. And then we're going to do the same thing on the way out.
Yeah.
All right. We want to make sure
get
everybody
in, get
gets
out
off safely.
Because it's a lot of people to process in and
we're
out.
We're expecting it.
In connection with that, I want to talk about something, which is you're going to be closed on Wednesday?
So Thursday.
Yes. For Halloween, you're closed Thursday.
Yes. So we're doing something a little bit different. It's a little bit of community outreach. We ended up reaching out to all of the public schools, not only in Escambia County, but Santa Rosa County, Baldwin County, Okaloosa County, and a couple of other organizations. So it's another practice show on the base, but we are closing off to the public. All right, and we're allowing all of these students to kind of get their own air show.
Oh, so that's so cool. What a great idea.
Oh, so part of this year's air show, like I said, is celebrating one small step.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of STEM organizations coming, so science, technology, engineering, and math. So we're hoping that not only during an awesome air show that they can experience, they get exposed to some of these things that make those things go fly. So really excited to have all these students on board. Again, it's the first year we're doing it, so we're going to learn. We're going to learn, hopefully, to do it better next year. But great opportunity for those kids, something that the team has been putting together not only all year, but this has been a discussion for almost the 3 years I've been on board to make sure that we have that opportunity for the kids.
No, it's excellent. We've got Commanding Officer of NAS Pensacola, Captain Terry Village-Shashadi here in studio with me, Command Master Chief Jim Wallace. No call sign, right?
Yeah, no call sign.
See, not an aviator because he's not an officer, right?
Correct.
Generally, I mean, most always. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just one accident to let you know about on 98 and South Fairfield Drive. There's a roadblock in that area, so definitely plan some extra time for that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, this is kind of cool. I don't know whether you knew this or not, but I just got a note from somebody who served on the Forrestal.
All right.
And 100 USS Forrestal former shipmates are having a reunion at the air show this year.
Oh, nice.
And especially visiting sailors that survived the fire
back
in 67. So that's, I mean, all kinds of people.
Well, if you're an aviator on a carrier, you know about the Forrestal. So if I get around and walking around, if you see me, come and grab me because I'd love to meet, introduce myself to all of you.
Absolutely. As a regular listener, I know he will. Let's see. Oorah, Master Chief.
Oorah.
Okay. Oorah. I can never keep which
either.
One's straight.
I don't know. Grunting.
So, and I feel like I'm going to say it wrong, so I just don't say it.
Yeah,
for Navy,
you're good.
For Navy, it's?
Hooyah.
Hooyah.
Yeah. For Marines, it's Oorah.
And for Army? Who
yeah,
cares?
Not, yeah, I'm not. I don't even want to attempt to try and do the Army.
It's not
ones.
Waterborne, so why does it matter?
Sound? I don't know.
The flyover.
Yes.
That's going to be Wednesday at 11:30.
So, yes. So another awesome thing that kind of got put down, I want to say last second, but it's been in talks, but it got confirmed just last week. Everybody knew during COVID how the Blues and the Thunderbirds ended up doing what we call the Super Delta. Mm-hmm. Well, they will not be doing it during the show, so I apologize for all those that were expecting that. They're going to have two separate shows. Awesome shows at that.
But I get that question all the time.
I know.
Are the Blues and the Blues and the Thunderbirds going to be dogfighting? I'm like,
No.
Blue
that
Angels
would be cool.
And
that
the Thunderbirds, cool. They practice each for about 2 months in the winter just to learn how to do a completely preset demonstration safely.
Yes.
There is 0% chance that there's going to be any interactive flying like that.
With the main teams, absolutely. Yeah. But on Wednesday, right around 11:30, they're going to join up together. I don't know exactly where, whether it's going to be overhead Naval Air Station Pensacola or whatnot, but they're going to be basically doing their beach run starting about 11:30 to 12:30. So you talk about an opportunity. Get outside. One, go for a walk. Get some lunch outside. But go look up in the skies as they go across the beach. They're going to be coming down Palafox, I believe.
Yeah, do we? So I saw the note said 11:30, but then it gave to me the backwards route. It was Johnson. It was Johnson Beach, Pensacola Beach, and Oriole Beach, and then Palafox. But that's the exact backwards of how they normally run it. Bruce, I know you're not feeling up to talking, but do we know the route? Do we know the time? Is it at 11:30? We're just not really sure. It's so, TBD.
Between 11, the window is 11:30 to 12:30.
Okay, so not right at 11:30 necessarily.
So I'll say this: if we get more fidelity, we'll end up pushing that out. But it has to do with when they arrive.
Okay.
So there's definitely going to be some. Not spur
things
of the moment,
can shift.
But
okay,
absolutely. So we'll try to refine that window for you. But between 11:30 and 12:30 is when you're going to end up seeing that super delta take place.
And also worth noting, one of the issues, because people think, oh, why can't they just fly together? Well, they don't speak the same language in terms of they don't give the same kinds of commands. It's Air Force and Navy. Yeah. Okay, so they can work together in the battle space when they need to. But these teams have different verbal commands, different cadences, different radio channels, like everything is not meant to work together exactly.
Yeah.
And so just getting them to be able to fly together is logistically a challenge.
Deal. Yeah, so that had to get approved by some higher levels in both the Air Force and the Navy. So that's not a normal occurrence. So to be able to get this experience, you talk about like a good deal. This is a good deal.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But as far as when the air show actually happens on Friday and Saturday, still no night show, fingers crossed for the future.
Not this time.
We love the fireworks behind the blues. I was talking to somebody yesterday who's like, there was a night show. I'm like, yeah, years ago. And they're like, I don't even remember that. I'm like, well, you know, things change, right?
Yep.
So, but the blues always fly at 2.
Correct.
Unless, you know, asterisk, of course, just in case. But Thunderbirds are flying at
12 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. So those are the times. Everything else is kind of spaced around the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. So we wanted to make sure everybody knew the, I don't want to say the headliners, but the headliners.
Right, absolutely.
Although we have a unbelievable stack of performers, both on the ground as well as in the air.
F-35.
So we got the Air Force F-35s, the Navy F-35s.
Oh, really? I forgot about that.
You talk about a stacked lineup. I probably need to get the list out here, but it's going to be an awesome thing. But we wanted to make sure everybody knew when the Thunderbirds were, as well as the Blue Angels. So 12 and 2 o'clock. So if you want to know the performers, go on the website and social media. We're pushing that out.
Right. Constant information on the Facebook page at NAS Pensacola.
And that website is www.naspensacolaairshow.org. Just remember that's a .org. The social media sites, we have a fairly significant presence on Facebook as well as Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, and LinkedIn. So check any of those. There's a lot of websites that pop up that want to say that they're the expert on things, but we're the actual real source of information on that. So check those. Once again, that's NASPensacolaAirShow.org.
Very good. That's Bruce, and I can hear your voice, man. But thank you for contributing. Let's see. There was one or two other questions I wanted to make sure to ask you. So in addition to the Super Delta, the Thunderbirds flying at noon, all the stuff around the 55th anniversary, and being closed on Halloween, bring an ID, but they won't have to check it at the gate. No coolers, no weapons, no umbrellas.
Backpacks is another thing.
Small backpacks, not big ones.
So now it depends on if it's a medical bag, right, or a necessary bag. That it'll be searched as well, but you can't end up walking in there with.
They can bring waters. You don't want the oversized. They can't bring any water, like even a bottle of water. You don't want that.
Like I said, think of it like you're going through the airport.
Okay, so it is more restrictive than that. Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that because I did not know that was the case, so always good to ask. Any last things on the air show? Because I do have one other question I wanted to ask you about something completely unrelated to the air show. But I know you want to talk about it, so.
No, I'll just, like I said, we ended up talking about the things not to bring.
Yeah.
And Bruce
sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Sure, bring sunscreen. Yep. Bring sunscreen.
And a jacket, nice, because you never know. It seems like
in the morning it's going to be a little cool.
The homecoming show often seems to be very cold. Well, I don't know that it will be this week. But,
right,
you know.
Now, knock on wood, the weather forecast looks gorgeous.
Yep.
But again, think about it like you're going to the airport. Whatever you can or cannot bring, through the screening process is almost the same exact thing as what we're doing. So you can't bring a pet. Service animals, yes, but the it's got to be, you know, have its papers very specific, and all that stuff. Yeah. So things like that. No drones, right? We don't want any drones. Those will not be allowed at not even a little bit.
Somebody says, will there be vendors? Yeah, there's plenty of food vendors, and so drink vendors, lots of stuff. Yeah,
they're going to be all over the place, all over the place.
I'd have to let you go in just a second. I know you got to go across the street to go to Cat Country. Thanks for coming here first. Joking, they're such good friends. but I did want to just give you 30 seconds. Admiral Franchetti was here in town. CNO,
yeah, so the chief,
second visit in like two months.
So I'm going to, my command master chief actually worked with her. So I don't know if you want to end up saying anything. I mean, she loved the visit from what I gather.
Yeah, yeah. CNO Admiral Franchetti and Mick Pond, Jim Honeo were here. They came and visited the sailors and civilians on board the installation and held some all-hands call, and they absolutely fell in love with Pensacola. This was, you're right, her second visit back in a very short period of time.
McCool commissioning, right?
Correct, yes, sir. Yep. And then this was Mick Pond's first visit as the Mick Pond, and they absolutely fell in love with Pensacola.
What's not to love?
Right, and then we did have kind of an offline conversation about possibly another trip back to spend some more time with the installation.
And she was here for a winging, among other things.
She was, right? Yep. Many a combined winging, both up here from the Naval Flight Officers here, as well as the helicopter pilots up at Whiting Field.
Right.
Yep.
Very cool.
Really cool.
Well, Command Master Chief Jim Wallace, Bruce Cummins, who is the Public Affairs Officer for NAS Pensacola, and, of course, Captain Terry Shashadi Village, who is the Commanding Officer at NAS Pensacola. Thanks for the time. Thanks for putting this on. Thanks for opening your house to us. I know it's like your favorite thing of the year to
this is
go
awesome.
Through all of this work to make Christmas morning for all the rest of us.
Andrew,
so
thank you.
We appreciate it. Yeah, we'll see you Saturday and Friday.
Absolutely. Come on out. Hope to
right.
see you there.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that one accident right now that happened on 98 and Fairfield Drive. It's still with roadblock and injuries and no blocks there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I know what it means to fight for family. I've lost my husband to ALS and my son to a fatal brain tumor. Those experiences shaped me. But they didn't break me. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to fight for you and your family. I'll work to lower costs, improve our schools, and make our communities safer for everyone. Our families deserve better. I've faced adversity and come out strong. Vote for me, Gay Valamont, on November the 5th, and let's build a brighter future together.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life, and Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Good morning, 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this beautiful Monday morning with our headlines. David?
Well, thank you, Andrew. It is a beautiful morning. Former President Trump hosted a packed rally in Madison Square Garden last night. There was an estimated capacity crowd in the arena. They had several guest speakers, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, Elon Musk, Melania Trump, RFK Jr., and, Hulk Hogan.
And I've seen sold-out crowds over and over again for over 40 years. And for 40 years, I've always asked the question, what you gonna do? Over and over and over again, what you gonna do? Well, today, after feeling the energy in this building, I finally got the answer. And the answer is, vote for Trump.
I could not play Hulk
nice.
Hogan. Come on.
Also, I swear I thought you were going to say at full capacity.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. A week and a day until Election Day and the battleground blitz continues.
Trump will be speaking with faith leaders. He will deliver remarks at the National Faith Summit hosted by the National Faith Advisory Board in Powder Springs, Georgia. Then he'll hold a rally at Georgia Tech. For her part, Vice President Kamala Harris is holding a joint rally with Governor Tim Walz in Ann Arbor, Michigan tonight. She will be making other stops, including at a semiconductor facility in Saginaw.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Over the weekend, Trump rallied at Madison Square Garden.
Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
While Harris went to Pennsylvania.
Hard work is good work. Hard work is joyful work. And make no mistake, we will win.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 66 degrees, sunshine in Pensacola today. Governor DeSantis was in Pensacola last week to talk about his opposition to Amendment 3. He was joined by Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, who says ads that have been running claiming it would free up law enforcement to focus on more important crime just aren't true.
I will tell you that small marijuana, and this is getting to the point that I believe the governor made, small marijuana is not a priority here at Escambia County Sheriff's Office. We do not spend an inordinate amount of time stopping people from marijuana.
Simmons says his deputies are already freed up and focusing on getting fentanyl off the streets. He went on to talk about multiple incidents where local middle school students have suffered negative effects after eating marijuana gummies. He said he believes if Amendment 3 passed, that would be likely to happen more frequently. Now, there was big crowds downtown yesterday for Barktoberfest at Seville Quarter. The Humane Society holds that event each year to raise awareness for the need for shelter adoptions and fostering animals. They had events including dog costume contests, owner and pet look-alike contests, trick contests, treat walks, dog races, and canine demonstrations by trainers. An investigation ongoing after a crash involving several teenagers in Destin last Friday. That happened on 98 at Emerald Coast Parkway. Officials say the accident involved a rollover and one vehicle reportedly caught on fire. There were multiple people taken to a local hospital on a trauma alert. One person was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital here in Pensacola. None of the victims have been identified, but a statement from Destin High School principal Dr. Diane Kelly says one of those teens was a student at her school. Others were students in the South Walton area. A documentary about sextortion was shown at a special screening event hosted by Magdalene's on Saturday. That event was open to teens and families in an effort to teach them the signs of potential online child exploitation.
Perpetrators will scour the internet looking for those vulnerabilities. So they might be looking for people who have posted something. Teens might post something that they're struggling with, the way they look or with their grades or with family situations, and they'll get in that crack, and then they will begin developing what appears to be a trusted relationship, and then it snowballs from there.
And that is Magdalene's executive director, Angie Ishii, and she tells Channel 3 that it can happen at home in a teen's own bedroom where they can be the most vulnerable at times. Magdalene's is hoping that families will learn the signs and continue to spread awareness for human trafficking. And to report suspected trafficking in Florida, you can call 855-FLA-SAFE. Senator Marco Rubio says whoever leaked top secret U.S. immigration documents on Israel's plans to strike Iran committed treason.
Well, it has to be someone who was working in the U.S. government that had access to that information, that either gave it to someone who put it out there or put it out there directly. We know, because we've seen it in all these different dissents, there are a bunch of cowards, by the way, all these people that are anti-Israel, and they say, we think with the, you know, this is wrong and we shouldn't be supporting Israel. They never generally openly sign the names to any of these things.
And Rubio was on Fox News Sunday discussing that and other issues, including the upcoming election. Rubio said there's elements within the U.S. government that hate Israel and sympathize with Hamas and Hezbollah. It's 8:35 at News Radio. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. Still dealing with that one accident vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock that happened on 98 and Fairfield Drive. It's causing some issues there. Seeing some delays in both directions. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. For Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, high near 80. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Keeping that sunshine around on Wednesday with a high near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it is 66 in Pensacola, an absolutely gorgeous morning. 64 in Gulf Breeze, 63 in Milton. And your money now today, our markets at the opening bell. The Dow is up 283 points at 42,397. S&P up 31 points almost, just over 31 points now at 58,39. The NASDAQ up 121 at 18,640. Our 10-year bond rate up just a bit at 4.24% today. Gold prices are down $4.40 at $27.50. Silver price is up a penny at $33.77. And Bitcoin right now is up over $1,200 at $68,920.80. Starlink Wi-Fi is coming to commuters traveling with Qatar Airways. CEOs for both companies, Elon Musk and Badr Mohamed Almir, made that announcement in a video call as Almir was traveling during the call from Doha to London. Costco's recalling chicken products that they say may be contaminated with Listeria. The retailer says Costco members should return their ready-to-eat chicken for a full refund. Some of the products being recalled are part of a larger recall of Bruce Pack meats that were found to be contaminated, which included products from Rana and El Monterey. NVIDIA has, at least for now, overtaken Apple as the world's most valuable company. The value of the AI chipmaker stock has topped $3.53 trillion during Friday's trading session. That beat Apple's value of $3.52 trillion. Demand for NVIDIA's graphics processors and artificial intelligence hardware and software continues to push the company's value into new record territory. It's 8:37, our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton, thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined, while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is Halloween week. It is the week of scary things, and starting tomorrow, we'll be playing, all the little sound clips from scary movies, so that will be fun. But today, I have a Halloween-related question for you, although it doesn't have to be. And I think if I get a chance to give my answer to the question, you'll find that they're not particularly the scary movie stuff. The question is, what's the movie scene that messed you up as a kid? Like, you know, there's a lot of scary movie scenes out there. I just recently, I hate to admit it, but it's true. I've been rewatching some scary movies recently just because it's Halloween coming up and I'm grabbing sound clips. And I watched like Nightmare on Elm Street. That didn't mess me up as a kid at all. You would think it would, like Bed of Blood, whatever, but it didn't. I just watched Hellraiser over the weekend. That is a super disgusting movie. Didn't mess me up at all as a kid. No nightmares from that one. You'd think, but it would. But the ones that did give me weirdities, like, they're unexpected. So I'll tell you. Well, I'll give you one. Okay, I'll give you one. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. The earwig scene. Putting the truth bug in the ear and watching it crawl. Oh, no. Even now. Can't do it. Don't like it. Don't like to see earwigs. Totally harmless little bugs on the ground. Nothing. Messed me up for life. I'm like 45 years past due on that one, and no thank you. Absolutely super creeps me out even to this day. So there you go. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, what's the movie scene that really messed you up as a kid? John, you have one that comes to mind?
All I can really think is the chainsaws. Just chainsaws.
Just generally chainsaws?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to think of
Texas
the movie.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah. I still have issues now.
Or like Scarface?
I'm
not
thinking
so much
more
yeah, a horror movie,
like Jason or something.
Okay,
you know.
Well, he didn't use a chainsaw.
I know, but I'm
okay.
See, that's where I'm at.
All right, you're just not an expert on the movies. This is on the scary movies, which I understand. I understand that. I do. It's actually not my genre. Scary movies are not my thing, particularly. Meg, do you have a? By the way, my wife has an answer similar to yours. She gave some specifics, like Poltergeist, kind of everything about Poltergeist.
Gotcha.
She messes her up, you know. TVs late at night, hotel rooms. You know, unfinished pools.
Clowns.
You know, yeah, that's it. That's not Poltergeist.
I know,
come on, keep it straight, man.
I had to put that
that's
in
funny.
There.
But she said that going out at night in the dark, which is a byproduct of scary movies, because normally you wouldn't think anything of going in the woods at dark, but if you've seen enough scary movies, no, going in the basement, all of that kind of stuff. She says that's her general, like, all because of these scary movies. Now she's worried that, you know, some creepy crawler dude is going to be there for her. Meg, do you have a...
Psycho.
Okay, so what part? The bathroom scene, the shower scene?
That would be a start, yes.
I think him in the wig is creepier
at the end when you have him in the wig and he's a mother.
Not to ruin the ending or anything, but he's his mother.
Gosh, that was a shock.
Yeah, no, and you're right. That's the birds. Think if we're gonna go old school, the birds killing people did have me for a while.
I kind of liked that movie though. That was intriguing to me. Like the whole concept of that.
You are never coming to my house. 8:45.
Alien now, when the thing comes out of the stomach.
Oh yeah,
that's right up there with the earwigs.
Super horrible.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
no, you're right. You're right with that.
Yeah, yeah.
my stomach hurts a little. kid after too many sweets. 8:45 on News Radio 92.3. We'll come back to these texts in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives. John,
still dealing with that accident that happened on 98 in Fairfield Drive. Still roadblock in that area. They're in the cleaning stages of that. But we're still seeing some delays in that area. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go or even what to buy, I recommend you go to Frontier Motors. Here's why. It's a buffet of cars. Okay, I don't mean you eat them. I mean, there's a lot of them. Okay, and you can sample as many as you like. They've got about 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, Jeeps, sedans, you know, sport utes, whatever. You can try a bunch of them. You can sit in a bunch of them. You can drive as many as you like. And if they have exactly what you want, well, you can buy it because they're going to be good quality used vehicles, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young. Low miles, great condition, which they warranty up to 10 years and 100,000 miles. So you know they're going to be reliable because they stand behind. And that's all they buy is really good quality cars like that to sell to you. And so you know you're going to get a good car. But if they don't have exactly what you want, say, hey, I like this, but I wish it were green. Or I like that, but I would prefer to have the EX, not the LX. I mean, whatever. They go hunting for cars all the time. They go to car auctions 3 days a week. So, you know, they are always looking for good quality cars. And if you have something in mind, go to Frontier. Tell them what you're looking for, and they'll go find it for you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, the question of the day is, since it's Halloween week, what's the movie scene that messed you up as a kid, like really messed you up, gave you? It doesn't have to be a Halloween movie. I'll tell you another one for me, and this is one of those, like, I know that I'm not alone in this because when I mention it to people who have seen it, they all have the exact same reaction. You know the movie Flash Gordon? Okay, when they're in the forest scene where they have the stump, that they're sticking their hands in the stump, and then the creature is in there. Either you live because it doesn't sting you, or the green creature stings you in the hand, and you beg for death because it's so painful. I never wanted to put my hand in anything ever after that. Never, ever again did I want to put my hand in something after that. So that's one of my top three messed me up for life movie scenes. 437-1620. Let's take a couple of these texts here. When the Wicked Witch launched the flying monkeys. The clown scene in Poltergeist. there's no clown in Poltergeist, is there? Now I can't remember. Are you pulling my leg? I can't remember. Is there actually? Because I think of it as it. But is there a clown in Poltergeist? Oh, in the room. In the room with the unfolding arms.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. I forgot. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that now. Oh, you're right. There is a clown scene. And my wife actually said in Poltergeist, the tree.
Oh, yeah. That was creepy.
The tree that comes alive that tries to steal you out the window or whatever. Yeah, that's good. Somebody says the fly puking on the donuts. Oh, yeah. No, I just watched that. That movie's way grosser than I remember, too. Here I am twitching my head like Jeff Goldblum on whatever uppers he was using. Sonny getting whacked on the causeway. All right. War of the Worlds, the spacecraft emerging. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Sid's room from Toy Story with all of the weird, tortured and reassembled toys. Oh, yeah. No, that's not something for a five-year-old. The tall man in the silver sphere is chasing people in Phantasm. Oh, okay. All right. Evil Dead with Bruce Campbell where the spirit was coming towards the cabin through the woods. Okay. The shower scene in Psycho, chocolate syrup for blood. We know. Yeah. Let's see. Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Here's Johnny. I don't have that one. I will grab that if I have 2 seconds. Hearing tubular bells from The Omen for the husband. And the exorcist scene where she's
exorcist for
spinning
sure.
and throwing up and doing all the stuff that she does. I don't want to say this one.
Go ahead.
The Pet Cemetery Achilles scene.
Yeah.
But that's like Misery with the hobbling scene.
That's
like I can never watch Kathy Bates in anything ever. The glove scene with the syringes from Freddy Krueger. I hate needles. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is Deliverance.
Oh.
Say no more.
Right. That's all you have to say.
I will not say a thing, a single other thing other than just, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't ever want to be accused of anything connected to that. That's a... Okay, 437-1620. You got a purdy mouth.
Oh, stop. No. It's Monday morning.
It is. It's early.
It's too early for this.
But really, in that movie, is that what gets you? Or is it, you know, Burt Reynolds in the leather, like, vest? Like, that's a little bit weird, too, anyway. So this is the Twilight Zone, the creature ripping up the plane engine. That's not the part of that movie that bothered me. The part of the movie that bothered me was the little boy with all the powers that made his sister's mouth disappear. Forever, that creeped me out. That she had, like, skin for a mouth. Ew. That really bothered me. Creature from the Black Lagoon, Blazing Saddles, campfire farting scene. That messed you up as a kid? Man, first world problems. Prince of Darkness, as an adult, Hannibal Lecter with the dinner scene. No, I can get that. The Total Recall when Arnold Schwarzenegger dies through his eyes. Do you remember that in the beginning when he's having the dream and he's on Mars? And anyway, the tornado scene. Let's see, the tornado scene in The Wizard of Oz. I got that. Watching the blob creeping down the aisle in a movie theater while being in a movie theater. That's great. Jaws. I was 13 years old. Everybody's messed up by Jaws. Jaws messed up a whole, like, two generations of people. The Chucky doll in It, not a horror movie, but Statue of Liberty in Planet of the Apes gave me nightmares. Oh, End of the World nightmares.
True.
This generation's all about that. They're like worried about the green, you know, the carbon climate crisis or whatever. And you're like, but I've seen the Statue of Liberty in the sand. and the horrible small creature from Fern Gully. Oh my God.
Doll.
Oh, the calls are coming from inside the house. That's a great line from When a Stranger Calls. Fargo and the Wood Chipper, moving on, and the phone booth scene in The Birds. All right, we're done here. Happy Monday. Enjoy your lunch, if you can keep it down. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Kim Klein, and I'm running for the Florida House District 2. 90% of my incumbent opponent's donations have come from outside the district, while nearly all of mine have come from the hardworking people in District 2. Unlike my opponent, I work for the people right here at home, and not for South Florida developers, lobbyists, and corporate interests. We need independent leaders whose main priority is serving the people of Northwest Florida and preserving our local way of life. VoteKimKlein.com.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA, for Florida House District 2.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You're one ugly mother...
Here, running back in front for some extra protection. Stokes got pressure coming off the corner. They've got a man if he can hit him. He does. It's a touchdown, Argos. Big time throw and catch in the strike. Got a backup receiver in the game. It's the throw to Micaiah Stevenson.
Yeah, 43 yards, Marcus Stokes, Micaiah Stevenson. That was the fourth touchdown of the day. The Argos had scored three in the first quarter, and then Shorter had come back with just a field goal. And then the Argos in the third quarter scored that touchdown, went ahead 28-3. Shorter got a big run.
Brown pulls it. He's going to get the first down and then some. Hits the sideline. 30 to the 20. He's going to score. Touchdown Shorter. Josh Brown goes the distance.
That's a quarterback keeper in the third inning. I did say third inning, didn't I? Sorry, I've been watching the World Series. Anyway, in the third quarter, so Shorter was down at that point 28-10. They got another touchdown, and they went for two and missed it, so they were 28-16, but UWF finished off the game.
Marcus Stokes is going to have a shot here. They're showing man coverage.
He's trying to draw him offside. Slips out of the backfield, finds Jay Sharp, 20 to the 10. Cuts it back inside. He's in for the touchdown. Argos bounce back from the call overturn and just stick it in from 29 yards out. Marcus Stokes to Jay Sharp.
It was the weirdest play prior to that, where Shorter had the ball. They tried to kick a field goal. It was a low kick. It got blocked. Argos picked it up, ran back, and then fumbled it. Just fall on the ball. Anyway, and then fumbled it, and it got recovered by Shorter. And I always thought that in that situation, it was, you know, you had your, you were back to the original downs. But they gave him a first. I don't know. It was a weird series, and then they wound up getting a touchdown off it. But it didn't matter in the end, so Argos win. Go Argos. 8:56, John Pickens got traffic for us. John?
That's right. No accidents that are going to slow your ride in this morning. I'm seeing just a small delay on I-10 eastbound as you approach the Highway 29 construction zone. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much. John, if you've got air conditioning, heating, plumbing, or electrical work that needs to be done, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical, and Plumbing. They do all of that stuff. It all kind of makes sense, right? They're all kind of inside the house, major complicated parts repairs. They do all of that and have been doing it for 55 years, starting in Panama City and growing east and west ever since then. Of course, they've been in Ellison Field for a long time here in Pensacola, and they all the way east to Tallahassee, west to Baldwin County last year, and then this year to Mobile County. So everywhere along the Gulf Coast, any of that stuff that you need done, they can take care of it for you. Professionals show up on time, do the work they say with good quality products and installation, and stand behind it with a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So you know you're going to get exactly what you called them for. And this month, one of the things that they're emphasizing is a free duct inspection. Before you turn the heat on, you want to make sure to have those ducts checked to make sure that they're all good and not going to have some funny surprises when you turn the heat on for the first time this year. So free duct inspections all this month at Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. .com. John, I know you're watching the football over the weekend, including several great NFL games, which
right.
I didn't watch any of them. So,
there was.
Yeah.
The Commanders Bears game.
The Redskins?
Yes. Yes. Don't say Redskins.
Don't call them Redskins?
Yeah, don't call them Redskins.
Don't call them the Guardians either, but I still don't call them the Indians, but I still do. So, anyway.
That was a great game. It ended in the last second with a Hail Mary thrown 70, 80 yards.
Oh, nice.
And a whole bunch of people tipped it, and there was one Commander standing
a free-for-all tip drill
in the end zone, game winner. And then, of course, my mighty Dolphins lost to the Cardinals with 1 second left on a field
goal. Late inning heroics by the Arizona.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had so much hope for Illinois this year, and then they ran into Oregon. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It was horrible. I didn't even watch the full game.
I'm glad you did.
I don't want to watch this anymore. But talked about the World Series on Friday. I'm soft rooting for the Dodgers. I can't believe I said it out loud because the Dodgers and the Cardinals have this long, very bitter rivalry. Trouble rooting for the Yankees under any circumstances. But the Dodgers have so many former, like Tommy Edman is a Dodger and Jack Flaherty is a Dodger. Why couldn't we keep him? And for Braves fans, oh my God, for your Braves fans, it's got to be a weird feeling because Freddie Freeman, who you had forever and is a monster, 10th inning on Friday.
Now, the kind of at-bat that every kid that plays baseball dreams of one day having. You tell yourself, right, all right, bottom of the 10th, bases loaded, World Series, one-run game, Dodgers-Yankees.
Two outs.
Reality for Freddie Freeman right here. Taylor the tying run, Edmund the winning run.
Hey, Tommy.
Cortez delivers. Freeman hits a ball right there.
Grand slam. Walk off to win it all.
On the Fives, weekdays on.